So, Br'er Fox, how did your game of happy families go this morning?
It turned out exactly as you predicted, sir. I've taken their statements, and they were all falling over themselves to follow that New Zealand girl's lead.
Gabriel gave me hell, of course, but in the end he said he would see me through, as usual.
Oh, no, Inspector. What could have given you that idea? Gabriel agreed to help us out. He always did in the end.
Happy families wasn't very wide of the mark. It's as if they were all playing some silly parlour game.
A pretty deadly game, if you ask me. Did you get anything out of that solicitor chap, sir?
Well, Mr. Ratisbon has been with the family for years, and understandably he's rather guarded on the subject of the Lampreys. But the basic situation seems clear enough. The Wutherwood legacy should see them safely out of their troubles, for the time being at least. But it was what he had to say about Lady Violet that really set me thinking. As the will stands, she comes into a very considerable fortune. But it seems that her husband was beginning to have his doubts as to what she was up to. In the words of Mr. Ratisbon, who is not, I imagine, given to making sensational statements, she was trying to perform upon Lord Wutherwood by some supernatural agency.
Bring about his death, do you mean?
He didn't elaborate. The point is that he had been instructed to meet Lord Wutherwood this morning to obtain his signature to a new will, by which her ladyship would receive practically nothing.
So that puts the old lady and the Lampreys on an equal footing, so to speak.
It rather looks like it.
And I found out something rather interesting about her ladyship's maid.
A Tinkerton?
Yes, sir. I've been having a quiet word with Master Michael's nanny.
Oh, rather you than me, Br'er Fox.
Well, she's fairly got a knife into Miss Tinkerton. You know what those old girls are like? She kept on hinting that she was a very inquisitive sort of woman, very much in with her ladyship and against his lordship. She also said that Miss Tinkerton had been carrying on with the manservants and with that giggle, as she called him, in particular.
Yes, yes, one of the twins mentioned something of the sort, and I found out something rather unexpected about Mr. Giggle.
What's that, sir?
By the terms of Lord Wutherwood's will, he receives £300 per annum and a small freehold property near Deepacres.
Yeah, but that hardly means...
Even so, I think we should have another word with Giggle. It does rather put him in a different position. Ring up the Brummel Street house and get him over here, would you, Fox?